with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting 15 states have sued to block President Biden's effort to help some migrants brought into the U.S. illegally get health coverage.
15 states with Republican attorneys general have filed a federal lawsuit against the Biden administration over a rule that is expected to allow 100,000 immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children to enroll next year in the federal Affordable Care Act's health insurance. The states are seeking to block the rule taking effect November 1st and providing people known as Dreamers access to tax breaks when they sign up for coverage. Opponents say the rule violates the ACA and would encourage more immigrants to come to the U.S. illegally. Advocates say Dreamers had little to no choice in coming to the U.S. and years later are fully integrated into their communities. I'm Norman Hall.
Nancy Pelosi says she's never been impressed with President Biden's political operation. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she was long dissatisfied with President Joe Biden's campaign before he dropped out, not to mention his prospects for winning in November. In an interview with The New Yorker, the 84-year-old former speaker signaled her personal frustration with the strength of Biden's campaign operation, which she suggested was not up to the task of beating former President Donald Trump, despite doing so successfully in 2020. And she reiterated her public stance that the president's decision to get out of the race and endorse Vice President Kamala Harris as his replacement at the top of the ticket was Biden's and Biden's alone. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In his first news conference since Vice President Kamala Harris became the Democratic nominee for president, former President Donald Trump says he would debate her on September 10th and push for two more debates. The Republican presidential nominee spoke for more than an hour. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 683 points. The Nasdaq rose 464. This is SRN News. Two Democratic congresswomen and a congressman are being sued.
A group of anonymous plaintiffs accuse Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, and Jamal Bowman of New York of, quote, inciting and encouraging harassment of Jewish students on college campuses. A particular concern is the anti-Israel encampment that was formed on the campus of Columbia University in New York. Congressman Bowman lost his campaign for re-election last month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana's attorney general wants a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit that seeks to overturn the state's new law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st. The suit was filed in June by parents of Louisiana public school children with various religious backgrounds who contend the law violates First Amendment language forbidding government establishment of religion. This is SRN News. A troubled U.S. aerospace giant has a new CEO.
One of Robert Ortberg's first orders of business was a visit to a Boeing plant near Seattle. He takes the helm of a company that's been losing billions of dollars, is struggling to fix its aircraft manufacturing process, and has agreed to plead guilty in a fraud case. Amid those multiple challenges, Ortberg says he's excited to take on this new assignment. He retired several years ago, but now at 64, he's coming back with plans to engineer a turnaround at Boeing. Rich Thomason reporting.
A moderate California Democratic state lawmaker is announcing Thursday she's switching to the Republican Party. State Senator Marie Alvarado-Gill said she had long been a Democrat, but she and the Democratic Party have moved in different directions since she was elected in 2022. Alvarado-Gill represents the Northeast Central Valley. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.